Well, so far, I'm quite impressed with your knowledge of history and geography. And I must say, I'm really pleased with all the recordings you made of surviving witnesses who took part in the D-Day landings. This was the largest amphibious assault of World War II. And these old men were mostly teenagers when they took part in it. D-Day was a great success, and the Western Allies, the British, the Americans, the Canadians, and the Free French began the liberation of Western Europe. However, success came at a high price. There were at least 4,000 Allied soldiers killed, and just about as many Germans were killed too. Many, many more were injured, but in less than a year, the war was over. So now we're on the move again. Our two friends, Martin and Lech, are moving north. We've crossed the nearby border separating French Normandy and Belgian West Flanders. We're heading east, passing through the Kingdom of Belgium. Our next stop isn't the unofficial capital of Europe, but the country's second largest city. It's situated about 40 kilometers north of Brussels. And that is the first of the two questions. What is the name of the city? Here's a few hints. Belgium is split into three regions. There's Flanders, Wallonia, and the city of Brussels. I want to know the biggest city in Flanders. It's on the banks of a river called the Scheldt. This ancient town was first mentioned as early as the 4th century. This city had a golden age during the 1500s. It was under Spanish rule and became the richest city in Europe. It's got a major port, which grew in size and importance. Portuguese ships carrying pepper and cinnamon would unload their cargo in the old port. Then, silver and sugar from the New World was imported and traded here. Later, the city traded in textiles. At the beginning of the 16th century, the city accounted for 40% of world textile trade. Lots of foreign merchants came to live here and make profits here, and they still live here now. It's changed, of course, since the 1500s, but it's still a largely multicultural city. It's become a world-class fashion, culture, and tourism center. Okay, on to the next part. The city also has a famous artist. He is revered as the greatest painter in the Flemish Baroque style. His art was largely inspired by classical and Christian mythology. Some of his famous paintings are kept in a Gothic cathedral in this city. He also painted a famous painting that's kept in the Moravian Gallery in Brno. And that's all the clues you're getting.